We have representatives of the Bangladeshi embassy here today, and we thank them for joining us this morning. The Bangladeshi ambassador here in Washington worked as a fellow in the office of Senator Ted Kennedy, who was not only one of the labor movement's greatest champions, but also a deep believer in the strong U.S. relationships with Bangladesh. His efforts in the Senate during Bangladesh's war for independence set the early days of the U.S.-Bangladesh relationship on a positive course, one rooted in constitutions that highlight democratic values. In recent years, we've seen the Bangladeshi government live out those humanitarian values, including by hosting over a million Rohingya refugees amid a devastating crisis. At a time when the world is too often failing to protect refugees, Bangladesh is truly leading by example. And so we express our thanks to the Bangladeshi government, its representatives, for your government's continued leadership in this regard. Today, I hope to talk about the global struggle for labor rights and how we can better support workers abroad. I'm also, as the President said, releasing a new report about those very issues in Bangladesh and how the international community can work with the Bangladeshi labor movement, government, and industry to secure the gains made since the Rana Plaza garment factory collapse in 2013. I want to thank Damian Murphy of my staff, who's traveled to Bangladesh, been very engaged, and was critical in working both with the Solidarity Center and others in terms of helping us devise the report. Following a string of tragedies that also included the Tazreen Fashions fire of 2012, international brands formed two initiatives meant to improve building safety for Bangladeshi workers. These higher standards, built with international expertise and Bangladeshi initiative, have been adopted in many factories with great success. But today, we're in the midst of a transition period as Bangladeshi actors assume sole responsibility for continuing this important work. I believe it's a good thing. Bangladesh has a tremendous opportunity to set a new gold standard for building safety and workers' rights if they choose to seize it. And with American consumers increasingly concerned about how their clothes are made, I'm confident that Bangladesh would be rewarded for showing the world how it champions worker safety and treats them with dignity. Today's report begins by highlighting the success of the international initiatives created after Rana Plaza, from improved fire, structural, and electrical safety conditions to the inspection and remediation of many ready-made garment or RMG factories across Bangladesh. Bangladeshis should take pride in these achievements. Few predicted such success at the start of these international initiatives.